This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I should turn it up here. There you go. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just having a whole bunch of fun. Xander Gibble joining us after the first break, and I'm sure he's got, you know, Brexit went through a strike three today, although they don't have baseball there. But, yeah, another vote, another swing, another miss. I don't know what happens now. But maybe he will. I don't know. You know, but people voted to get out. 3 years later, they need to be out. It's really that simple. You don't even need a college degree to figure this one out. So, welcome to the Soviet Socialist Union of the United States. Seriously. You know, I love these people that call us fascists. They call people like you and me, you know, fascists, and we're trying to force what we want down their throats. We're trying to get them to believe what we want. However, you know that this week, Chick-fil-A was, I don't know, prohibited, or San Antonio passed a law they can't open up a Chick-fil-A, right? They won't let them, they're prohibiting them from operating in San Antonio International Airport. Now, apparently, they don't have a clue what capitalism is about. And, you know, when you talk about fascism, go look it up. Go look up what the term fascism means. Here you have a government in a country of freedom, of capitalism, free speech, and now you can't open a Chick-fil-A. Why don't they let them open the Chick-fil-A? If people are really appalled at it, they won't buy there. If people are really appalled at the owner, now remember, this is what I always love about this. The owner, because of his religious beliefs, doesn't believe in gay marriage. However, there is no LGBTQ test to work there. They don't ask you if you're in the LGBTQ community to buy a chicken burger, whatever it is. I won't say I'm not a big fan. I'm just not a guy that has to run there five times a week, like some of my friends. So there's nothing. There's nothing outwardly there where he discriminates or the family discriminates. They have a religious belief. So this isn't an assault on a restaurant. This isn't an assault on whether you feel right or wrong about this. This is an assault on religion and Christianity in particular, because the reality is there are Muslim restaurants out there and you know what their book says. But that's okay. That's not a problem. And again, I'm not the guy going to be like you. I'm not going to broad brush. I know many Muslim, great Muslim Americans, patriotic Muslims. But look what you're doing here. The guy's not allowed to have his religious belief. Let him open a store. If those people who voted for you are in agreement with you, they won't eat there. They don't eat there, the store goes under. You don't need to be a brain surgeon. You don't need a college degree to figure this one out. I wasn't going to start with that. I did, but I wasn't going to. I was going to start with Biden. Everybody's got to be afraid of Biden. Is Biden a liability now for the Dems, or do they even care? Do they know? You know, I mean, think about when he came out and said the other day, and immediately he was pounded on Twitter when he was talking about the Anita Hill situation. And seriously, if he's been upset about this from day one, if this is something that he felt like should have never happened, why wasn't he apologizing this when he was the VP for Oblamo? Why wasn't he out there saying, you know, I did some really stupid stuff when I was younger, and this is what I did, and this is what I did in the hearing, and I should have never done that. No, didn't do anything. I didn't care. Right? It couldn't have been that big of a deal. But now he's running for president. What do you do when you run for president? You try to clean up your messes. And I don't think it was a mess. Do I think he was right for what he did? No, but I don't think it was a mess either. It's yesterday's news. And if he has to, if you're waiting 2 weeks before he decides to run for president for him to apologize, it's not an apology. It's more fake outrage. It's more fake guilt feelings. I was mortified, said a former Democrat senator accusing Biden of sexual harassment. That's right. This is nothing new. You've seen pictures. Flores said that the incident happened as she was about to go on a rally just days before the upcoming elections. Just before the speeches, she said we were ushered to the side of the stage where we were lined up by order of introduction. As I was taking deep breaths and preparing myself to make my case to the crowd, I felt two hands on my shoulders. I froze. I would too. I mean, especially if you knew Joe was somewhere in the area. And that happened. Why is the Vice President of these United States touching me? He says he's a touchy-feely kind of guy. But I don't want you to be feely or touchy. I felt him get closer to me from behind. He leaned further in. He inhaled my hair. I was mortified. He does that. He does it a lot. Watch him. She went on to say he proceeded to plant a big, slow kiss on the back of my head. My brain couldn't process what was happening. I was embarrassed. I was shocked. I was confused. No, that was him sucking the life out of you. That's what that was. I wanted nothing more but to get away from Biden, which seems to be one of those things. Now, you won't find this all over mainstream media. You won't see this anywhere there. Right? I never had an experience like this before. Nothing so blatantly inappropriate. It unnerved me. He made me feel uneasy, gross, confused. Well, she's in a pretty big club there. Right? I mean, can you imagine this happened to you at work? Can you imagine somebody at work doing this to you? What would happen to them? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back. You know who joins us after the break? If you don't, you'll figure it out. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way.
It's so sad. Can somebody find me a copy of this that isn't done by Bette Midler or Cher? Because that's such a... I love that music. But the fact that Bette Midler does it makes me crazy. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of your favorites is joining us again to kick off the weekend. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. Xander. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I'd be here alone without you. You know what I'm saying?
You would. You've got Cody. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
Cody will be presenting before long.
But he doesn't talk much. You know, he's a very quiet kind of guy. So, probably can't get much in edgewise with me around. So, hey, I got to tell you, I don't know if you heard the story. I was doing it a few minutes ago. Were you surprised to hear that Joe Biden, somebody felt, you know, assaulted by him because he was breathing in their hair, which I don't even really, I don't get. How does he know that she didn't have, like, a sweaty head?
Well, that maybe that's what he was trying to find out, you know? Maybe he was trying to find out if she had a sweaty head. I find him slimy. I mean, keep away from my sisters and any of the females in my family, dude, you know? He's just, and he's called Joe as well. I mean, that's just making you feel even more creepy.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, no. You see pictures of him always, and you always sit back and go, that just, he might be the nicest guy in the world, but it looks creepy. You know?
Yeah, it does. And you don't sniff people's hair.
What is that about?
Yeah.
And then she said that he was giving her a slow kiss on the back of the neck. I'm thinking, you're a married man. What are you doing? Is he a liability for the Democrats, you think?
Yeah, but great. You know, all in my power to us. But, you know, I think it's a done deal. You know, America kind of sees that the Democrats have lied for 2.5 years because, you know, all Granny Clinton didn't win, and so, you know, she's having this hissy fit and pointing the fingers about the Russians and you know, I think 2020 is in the bag.
God bless her.
I hope. Like,
you know, really, seriously, have you noticed that they've been, her and Oblamo have been quite quiet over the last week, maybe, I think. Can you figure out why?
They've been busy, you know, getting Kim Fox to get Jussie Smollett off his charges. I mean, you know, you can't be interfering with justice and, you know, commenting on stuff.
Okay.
It's very time consuming to be perverting the course of justice. It really is.
So let me ask you a question that nobody has brought up because I know I'm going to catch heck for this, but I don't really care. You know, there's always been rumors around, and part of what's going on with Jussie, I can tell you about it later, is that Mr. Obama is gay, okay? And I don't know if it to be true or not true. I'm not saying he is, and I'm not saying he isn't. But hear my question first. If he was, why wouldn't he come out in front of it, get out in front of things that might break later on? Because he's a young guy. I mean, he's a very young man. And just get the truth out there on the table and take any semblance of them saying, you know, he's ashamed or he's whatever. I mean, would it be so bad if he was gay for him to come out and say, look, it's about time I just put this on the table?
I would have preferred him say it, you know, while he was running for office. You know, talk about lack of transparency. I think the concern is that, because, you know, all throughout his presidency, people said that, you know, him and Mrs. Obama, like, you know, that she's a guy and all of this, which I kind of poo-pooed for all of the time he was the president because I was more interested in the ridiculous decisions that he was making. But when you think about it, there is quite a lot of evidence supporting this kind of stuff nowadays.
Yeah, and again, whether there is or isn't, my point is, in today's day and age, with everything going on, wouldn't it just be better to say, hey, again, whether I was ashamed, not ashamed, didn't think you would accept, and here's the truth. Now you take the wind out of everybody's sails. You take all the garbage that's going, you know, swirling around, all the gossip, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah, but that would kind of, I think that would cause damage to the Democrats. I mean, they're already pretty damaged, and you have to be stupid to be following them. But what would that do now? Can you imagine if, you know, Obama came out as gay and said, yes, you know, Michelle actually is Michael, as people were, you know, were assuming, you know, during the presidency. I mean, the Democrats would probably embrace that. They would say, oh, wonderful, you know?
I'm reading these stories from some of the Democrats, and I'm thinking to myself, this isn't 19... And again, I don't live in the community, but this isn't 1960 or 1950
no.
where when they find out somebody's gay, they take them to an alley and beat the crap out of them. This doesn't happen. It happens with some lowlifes who don't know any better, but I mean, for the most part, this is not happening today. And I don't understand. Again, I'm just lost. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I don't live in that. I'm openly gay, but I don't live in that community either. But I kind of think that it still smacks of dishonesty. I mean, look at the things they've tried to cripple Donald Trump for things that he said before he was even president, for things he's supposed to have done. And then they go in, and, you know, the Obamas go into the White House with this cloud of deception. But I still don't think the Democrats would care. They would not care.
Yep. I agree with you as long as they get out in front of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the way to do it. I think that's the way to do anything. Get out in front of it, take the wind out of their sails, throw it on the table, and let them deal with it. Speaking of interesting relationships, Nicolas Cage, right? I mean, among some of the shortest relationships known in history. He was married, I think, for 4 hours. I mean,
I've been vaccinated quicker.
Oh, God, I just thought that was so funny. I mean, they went, I guess, you know, if you drink too much, maybe there should be like a blood test before you pull a marriage license in Vegas. What do you think?
Yeah, you should definitely have to be sober.
That's what I'm saying. And blow into the machine before you say I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of shotgun weddings happen in Hollywood and where is it they go to? Where all the casinos are?
I don't know.
Vegas.
That's what we're talking about, Vegas. You got me confused.
So, it is a place to be for shotgun weddings. I mean, I wonder if she's pregnant. And can you get pregnant in 4 hours? I mean, the mind boggles.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibb, going nowhere. He'll be with us on the other side of the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says the pathetic U.S. immigration laws have to change. And in a brief session with reporters at his Florida resort, the president also says he's leaning toward closing the border with Mexico.
It's very easy for them to stop people from coming up, and they don't choose to do it. Well, we're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars and tell them that they're not going to use their strong immigration laws to help the United States. So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
Trump says the border could be closed for a long time. He says the U.S. has run out of detention space. The Justice Department has declined to comment on the legality of closing the border. Also, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has requested Congress for legislation that would allow her department to deport Central American unaccompanied minors quickly and detain families longer. She's facing pushback from House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Billy Thompson, a Democrat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
We are back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, can you spin that record a little faster? I mean, it sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks, doesn't it? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. I want your name. I don't want your address and phone number. I just want your email address, okay? Put it up there. If you want to get notified by text, it's not that hard. I want you to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. And if you want to catch him as a warm-up to this show on Fridays before my show, he's got... Are you Monday through Friday yet?
No. From May 6th, we go out Monday to Friday.
What's your problem? Jeez.
I got stuff going on, sir.
Because I know you could talk every night. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I could talk 24/7, believe me. It's a gift. You see, who knew that, you know, being a talkative child would translate into a career as a broadcaster?
There you go. See that? Nobody. My mother should have kept telling me to shut up. It would have been, probably would have got into it earlier or something.
Your mom just came in the chat room, so be very careful what you say about her.
I love my mother. She's a little whacked, but I love my mother.
Hello, anyway. Mrs. Joe's mom in the chat room.
We were talking about before we went to break, and I know this is like news, but you got to have some lighthearted stuff. Otherwise, you know, your brain's going to pop. And seriously, who would marry Nicolas Cage? He's a whack. I mean, just think of some of his movies. Can you imagine? Never mind. I won't go there. But, I mean, probably a nice guy, maybe, sort of, kind of.
Isn't he related to the... So the Coppola is
I think so.
He's related. Francis Ford Coppola. He's
there. You
related
go
to them.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that would put you off right away, wouldn't it? You're related to the Coppolas. Oh, forget it. They're Italian, Joe. You should be sticking there up for go. Them.
No, I'm not going to stick up for them. I know what the Guineas are like. I'm telling you, it's not a good thing all the time. So anyway, hey. So we were making fun. What is it? His marriage was 4 hours, right? And I always get a kick out of this. So whenever I hear about celebrity marriages and their divorces, and you know, are you ever really? We'll go through a couple of these in a minute. But when you hear about these whirlwind romances in the celebrity world, are you ever surprised at how short they last?
No,
because it's all about emotion and you know, they see her or him on the screen, and it's like, ooh, and then they find out, you know what, they put their pants on the same way I do. Right? I mean...
Yeah. And in fact, I wouldn't want to marry a celebrity. No, thank you. I don't want someone in the house that's more famous than me. I was just going to say...
They're both A-type personalities. They're famous people, and they're trying to, you know, I mean, give me a break. What are they going to, who's better than who on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
So, I like some of these, you know, Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphrey. I don't even know who this is. I don't know. You laughed at me earlier. Shows you how much TV I watch. But she was married to Chris Humphries for 72 days.
Yeah.
Right? Britney Spears and Jason Alexander. Wasn't he like a child star or something?
I don't know, but it wasn't the one from Seinfeld, apparently.
No, this guy's got hair. 55 hours there. Jason Alexander, I know you listen. Don't send me any emails. I don't care. They were married 55 hours, you know. So that must have been exciting. And these people got married in Vegas. Maybe that's it. Don't get married in Vegas. You might last longer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if I was ever going to marry anyone, which I wouldn't. But I wouldn't be getting married in Vegas. It's kind of doomed to fail, isn't it? You know, how many people that get married in Vegas, like, say, stay together more than 72 hours? Never mind 72 days.
Well, here's one that should have, you could have seen this coming. Drew Barrymore at 19, and her momentary husband, Jeremy Thomas, he was 32. They got married at his bar at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they actually had to book a clergyman from the psychic hotline. Now, my question to you, and I know that we have psychic lovers out there listening, wouldn't he have told them not to do it because it wasn't going to last? I'm just asking.
Well, one would hope so, but they're obviously not that good a clairvoyant if they're, you know, if they can't see that far ahead. I mean,
seriously. I mean, I get the biggest kick out of some of this stuff. Oh, and there's this one here. I mean, she went from bad to worse, apparently. Robin Givens and Svetzar Marikakovic. I only did good with Smith and Jones. I mean, the rest of them just throw me for a loop. Anyway, she married her. That's a tennis instructor. She married him and divorced him exactly on the same day.
Is that possible?
Well, she filed the paperwork, but it took 13 months for them to file it. But, come on, some of the stuff you look at, and you can't do anything but laugh, you know?
Yeah, I think the thing is that you if you're going to marry someone that quickly, you kind of deserve what you get, really, don't you? I mean, you know, a nice long engagement, you know, get to know their habits, get to know their faults, because then you can make an informed decision, not, you know, I've had 3 bottles of cheap champagne, and yeah, let's get married. Yeah. It just seemed like a good idea at the time.
Hey, this port's really good. You're looking great. You know, just amazing. What must be a great year because you're looking awful pretty right now. It's just amazing to me that some of these crazy stories that come up. Anyway, no, we can come back to serious now. I just enjoyed that so much. You know, we're always talking about some really hard stuff, some really nasty stuff, and every once in a while, it's nice to have that moment, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All right, so Brexit, we're up on strike 3 with Brexit. Where are the Brits at with all this? Are they like, come on, get it over with?
I think they're all suicidal by now, because, you know, 3 years ago, they've had 2 referendums now, and each time they've said, we want to get the heckity out of Europe, out of the EU. And 2 years ago, they said, yes, okay, we're going to work towards that. And they sat on their pinies doing nothing for that period of time. And then just as it's coming, they kind of want to throw this deal together. But the thing is that, unfortunately, Theresa May is a Sino. She's a conservative in name only. She's like liberal white. And she's allowed the EU to say, this is what you are going to get, Mrs. May, and this is all you can have. And so she's brought this back to the UK, and she keeps wrapping it in, like, different bows, different wrapping paper, and however you look at it, it's kind of like EU-like. It's the same as they've got now, But they're just not. But they're just saying that they're not members of the EU. So basically, her deal was rejected again today. I mean, how much rejection can this woman cope with in one lifetime? But what it actually officially means now is that the United Kingdom will leave the EU on April 12th without a deal, and I'm happy with that. You know, I live in the UK. Half my family are British. I'm totally happy with that because there's been so much scaremongering about, oh, if we leave the EU, we won't be able to get food, we won't be able to get bananas, we won't be able to get coffee, you know, God forbid. But here's the thing, Joe. All the people that have been selling these things for the past 40 years are going to want to still be selling it to us for the next 40 years because they've got to feed their kids and pay their taxes too. So bring it on. Let's have a no-deal Brexit. And they can do like Donald Trump suggested, you know, build new trade deals. You know, Donald has already said, you know, he wants to trade with the UK. And what that means is the other countries will have to do the same thing. They will have to fall in line and pay the tariffs, you know, just like they're having to do in America.
Yeah, and Xander, the reality is people... This is truly fear-mongering, because if they leave the EU tomorrow at noon without a deal, you know what? They're the biggest buyers of produce out there. They buy so much from the other countries. There's no way that they're going to turn them down. Those countries are in financial... I mean, think about it. There was only two countries propping up the rest of them. It was Germany and England. So I'm sorry. I don't see... to your point, you're exactly 100% on... This is nothing but fear-mongering, just trying to get people afraid that, oh, my God, if we pull out, we're not going to have toilet paper anymore. We're going to have to use my nice clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to turn into Dolly Parton and use dock leaves like she did as a child. But, you know, the thing is that ultimately it's a buyer's market. There will always be people there willing to sell you the things that you need, whether they're the people that are selling to you now or not. There will always be supply and demand.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, apparently they don't understand capitalism. The bottom line with it is, if I want it, right, I'm willing to pay for it, and I'm sure you're sure as heck willing to sell it. I always find that, you know, quite amusing. Anyway, we're going for a quick break.
We'll
be back in a few minutes because we do believe in capitalism, and I will sell you just about anything. Just listen to the commercials. You'll find out that's true. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
I get lost in the music. I'm sorry. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting or tweeting, just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I always appreciate the time you spend with us. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you doing something. Not just sitting there yelling at the radio because it fixes nothing. Anyway, let me bring him in. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his insight and his input. And, you know, just really, there's so much happening. We can't keep up with it all individually. So it's nice to have him on. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Xander, I'm gonna throw out a word association with you. Okay? And let's see. Tell me the first thing that comes to mind. All right? You ready?
Yep.
Adam Schiff.
Oh, sorry, I'm on air. Right? Do you want to do that again? Because I forgot I have to be polite. Go on.
Shifty Schiff.
Idiot.
Rachel Maddow.
Sir.
I'm looking through Facebook earlier, and it's like these faces just keep popping up, and I'm thinking to myself, this would be a great way to lose weight. Just have these people, like, you'd be so sick to your stomach because it flashes in front of you all day, you'd never eat again. Right?
No.
Alyssa Milano. I thought she was, you know, she was a cute little kid. What happened to her?
Yeah, they got her and liberalized her, didn't they? You know?
Don't you call that? My God.
Isn't she the one that bragged about, I loved my abortion. I mean,
she
why would
might
you love an abortion?
Yeah, because they're sick people. They're extremely sick people. You know, I got, I think I got 20 tickets total that I've given out to that movie, Unplanned. And I think you and I talked about this. I saw a screening of it, and I am telling people, I'm getting, I jokingly say I've got some heathens going too, but I'm telling people, you got to go see this. This isn't I'm not going to even call it an anti-abortion film, okay? I'm going to call it a come-to-Jesus film, because this woman that was working for Planned Parenthood, as time went on, she saw what was going on. Right? She saw what was happening. Hey, last but not least, I got to tell you this. Do you love this? I don't have the article in front of me. You'll get a kick out of this. San Diego, which is a city in California, right across the border. And they are being, you ready for this one? They're being overrun by these illegals. And I mean overrun. Because now, you know, catch and release and all this other stuff that's going on. Gavin Newsom, the pot-smoking governor of California, came out and blamed it on Trump today. If he would just open the borders and relax the immigration system, I want you to think about this as a person that I know has more than two brain cells to rub together. If Trump would just open up the borders, loosen the immigration system, we wouldn't have an old flow of illegals in San Diego.
How about no? You know, I mean, I do, clearly the immigration system needs to be shaken up, but let's secure the border. You know, even when I was a Democrat, it made sense. Let's secure the border, then let's talk about it. I mean, the green card system is outdated. Let's secure the border and then let's talk more, you know?
Yep. Well,
if you like a wall, you can keep your wall.
listen, here's the thing. If you find it distasteful that we're keeping out, because they think we're just trying to keep out Mexicans, then move to Mexico. You can have all you want there, right? I mean, seriously, don't make it that way. It doesn't sound like it makes any sense whatsoever. I don't know. It's quite it. For me, it's really irritating the level of the line of garbage that they're selling people about the immigration issue. You've got the people on the border screaming that they're going to have, what is it, 8 times, 10 times what they normally have come over the border, that they're at crisis. They're at crisis levels already. And these are people there at the borders. Anyway.
I think the concern is that the Democrats want to play down the effect of illegal immigration, you know, not just the crime, the drugs, you know, the human trafficking. You know, these are all things that we should all be caring about as Americans. And if they can't even, you know, we can't even quantify it. There's so much of it going on. But, you know, I think if Donald Trump said tomorrow, I don't want to build the wall, I want all the illegals in, I bet you the Democrats would say, no, we don't want any more illegals.
Oh, we can't handle that.
it's kind of like anything he says that he thinks is a good idea, they want to disagree with. But I find that really odd because when I was, you know, when I was a Democrat, if the Republicans came up with things that were good, I'm conditioned to look at common sense issues. And if the opposition is doing something that's good for the country, then that's great, surely.
So, you know, not many people know, I mean, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time and actually paid attention, you would know that Sandra used to be a Democrat. And, you know, think about it. Think about your early days when you were actually paying attention, what you thought the Democrat Party was all about and where it is today. Do they look the same at all? Do they resemble anything of what you believe to be true?
No, no, absolutely not. But I think part of it was that there is this element of brainwashing that goes on, and you're given this forcible brainwashing. You know, the Republicans hate gays. The Republicans are this. The Republicans are that. The Republicans will always toe the party line. And you know, then I meet people like you and Gina that kind of really smash that ideology to smithereens. But I'm kind of glad for that. I'm glad that there's this walk-away movement, you know, being the original walk-away guy, the original waddle-away guy even. But I am glad that people are starting to kind of see through this, because it's not about Democrat and Republican, Joe. It's about common sense politics.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I'm not seeing that from the left at any time, and don't expect to see it anytime soon. And that's the concern.
Hey, you know what? I know. Amen. I mean, seriously, we're looking at this stuff, and you look at what the Democrats seem to stand for this year. They don't seem to stand for American citizens. They don't stand for protecting life, right?
No.
They try to throw God out of there. I mean, again, you can say things about the Republican Party, but think about the atrocities of the left. No God.
Yeah.
No babies. No walls.
If you like your baby, you can keep your baby.
Well, maybe. Depends on whether they decide they're going to have to take care of it for you or not. I mean, just craziness, right?
I mean, just the ridiculous idea of that if your baby is born and you decide you don't want it, then they can basically kill it. I mean, that to me, that's like admonishing murder.
What does that tell you?
There's nothing more to be said.
Nothing. Nothing. You know, In the olden days, what did they do? They sacrificed babies to gods. And the funny thing about it was, you know, nobody wants to even talk. You don't even want to talk about that because that's just sick. Look, I asked a friend of mine that's been a Democrat, and I've always considered her a very sane, very level-headed Democrat. So the question came up about, you know, abortion, and before I could really finish anything, it was, well, you know, a woman has a right to do what she wants to do with her body. It's okay, let's just say I'm 100% in agreement with that. Let's just, for conversation's sake. Let's get to the part where the baby is born, umbilical cord's cut, baby sitting on a table. Eluded an abortion, and is now alive on a table. Now you're going to sit there and decide whether that baby's life is valuable, even though it's no longer attached to the mother. Right? It has nothing to do with the mother at this point in time. And
well, I thought the ideology was once it has taken a breath, then it was a human being. I mean,
no.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a life from conception. But even the liberals have always said, "Oh, once it takes a breath, then that means it's a human being." So well, when did that change?
when they realized the horror behind it, an aborted baby could actually come to fruition. I mean, but here's where she got crazy on me, or the eyes got crazy. I said, okay. So again, let's say I'm in agreement with you, and you and the doctor come out of the room and say, that baby shouldn't be here, I tried to abort it, it made it through, it must go. Two questions. By what means? Do you starve it? Do you suffocate it? Do you plunge your scissors into it? Its spinal cord? Do you let it sit there and starve to death?
Well,
I mean, I'm being gross on purpose, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
at that point, you're
exactly.
Killing a human being, are you not?
But yeah, how can you be pro-abortion and be anti, you know, the you know, the death penalty? I mean, surely there's got to be a correlation. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're making me nuts. Cuomo did that. Remember?
When yeah.
Cuomo came out and said he's right after he signed the bill for the abortion, post-abortion, he was going to fight killing people in prison or the death penalty because it was inhumane. Tell me that isn't medication. Tell people where to find you.
XanderGibbs.com and X-Rad Live every Friday right after the X-Rad Live show and The Real Side right after.
Pizza. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, a lot more. We got a smorgasbord of stories coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.